Welcome to today's first regularly scheduled meeting of the Beverly City Council for this term, and thank you for braving the frigid temperatures to be here. This is always my favorite meeting of the term because of the size of the crowd, and everyone in the audience is excited to see their newly elected representatives in action and wish us well. Usually a meeting in January, it's just the nine of us and maybe a couple of city officials. Honoring the city's Korean War veterans makes this day even more special. I feel tremendously fortunate and extremely honored to return as your City Council President for the next 2 years. Not only because of this year's candidates in the at-large race were very strong, but also because my professional IT person slash campaign advisor missed an error within our Excel data sheet when merging voter information for our campaign mailer, and everyone who received one in the mail had the wrong first name on it. I was given a heads up with a few Facebook posts about the error, and then a few phone calls. But one morning, when my father-in-law, Robert Peroni, showed up for work, he asked me, and I quote, "Who the hell is Damian Peroni?" I knew we had a much bigger problem. So if getting a mailer with your wrong first name on it upset you, I truly apologize. The campaign got the best of me this year. As to the professional IT campaign advisor who helped me, I promised my longtime friend and Ward 3 counselor, Jim Ladder, that I wouldn't let everyone know it was him. But I couldn't resist. Jim, you're the best. And I want everybody to congratulate Jim on his recent engagement to be married. Last month, we said goodbye to two outstanding city councilors, Matt St. Hilaire. Jim's also in charge of getting us water here, but that fell through too. And Jason Silva. Between the two of them, they gave the city 10 great years of service, and we wish them all well and the best in their future endeavors. Today we welcome two new city councilors to our mix, Julie Flowers and Tim Flaherty. Julie ran an outstanding, enthusiastic, and professional campaign. Her desire to make Beverly a better place for everyone will make her a welcome addition to this term city council. Hello again to our friend Tim Flaherty. Tim's love for his hometown and his years of experience as a city councilor and former city council president will greatly add to the effectiveness of this body. It will be nice to have the original, sorry Brendan, number three back within the confines of Beverly City Hall. Thanks, Tim. While we have, I'm going to eliminate a few things because it's getting late. In closing, I just want to stress how important it is to have a respectful and cordial relationship between the mayor's office and city council. 2 decades ago, naysayers of this philosophy coined the phrase rubber stamp because they did not agree with the close working relationship that had developed between both branches of government during a time when the city's finances were not as solid as they are today. For years, our local newspaper, the Salem Evening News, has praised the working relationship between the city council and the mayor's office, always noting that it is much more combative in our neighboring cities, thus not getting as much done as we do here in Beverly. I look forward to continuing that relationship over the next 2 years. I wish Mayor Cahill and my colleagues well, and everyone here, Happy New Year. Thank you.